So are you excited to play on that court?
I mean, yeah. It's a funny looking court. You know, I see it on TV, but it'll be cool to be there and, you know, get the opportunity to play against them, and, you know, just looking forward to it.
You've been West Coast?
Just Vegas and LA for that tournament, the AAU tournaments last year. Other than that, I've never been there, especially in the Northwest, I've never been up there, so looking forward to it. I heard, you know, it's cold over there, colder than here, but it's raining, but still looking forward to it.
What's kind of been the reaction that you've heard from people after the game? I mean,
Yeah, gotten a lot of feedback, whether it's been Twitter, you know, my phone, people calling me and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people excited, you know, proud of me. So, you know, it's been fun, but, you know, just got to put that behind us and focus on Oregon.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the game that night at LSU and Oregon, or were you here for the most part?
We were here, but just last night I rewatched both our game and their game, just to get a feel for, you know, what they do. We introduced them this morning, but, you know, they played well against LSU, turned them over, 58 points in transition off of turnovers and, you know, running the floor. So I think it'll be a up and down game, but, you know, they're a good team, obviously. 20 plus wins, I think 23 wins. Just looking forward to it.
They remind you of anybody that you guys have gone up against, because they have similar paces to some opponents that you guys have.
Yeah, I don't know if I can, you know, pinpoint a specific team, but, you know, it's going to be, I think, a lot like the Dayton. They got good guard play. They got, you know, some good athletes, you know, like to push up and down. So it should be an exciting game, I think.
How do you kill the time on a long flight like that out to the game?
Yeah, 3-plus hours, I think, maybe. Catch up on Prison Break, I think that's what I'm going to do.
You guys watching much of the tournament?
Yeah, you know, it's not the same. Like, I'm really down that we're not in it, but, you know, just catch a couple of games here and there, and it's on in the locker room. You know, it's always an exciting time of year, but, you know, I'm just happy we were playing the NIT and, you know, looking forward to the Oregon game.
Fill out a bracket?
The NCAA? Yeah. No, not this year. I always did in the past, but I just, you know, didn't want to this year.
Yeah, I guess.
You and Zach seem to feed off each other pretty nicely. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's kind of been your relationship, not just off the court, but specifically when you guys are on together?
Yeah, me and him on the court at the same time creates a mismatch for other teams. Both of us can play outside, shoot the three, take people off the dribble. He's really transformed his game from last year. Really impressed with what he's done. You know, he's playing great. He had a great game the other night, and hopefully we can keep that momentum and, you know, get Oregon.
In what ways do you see him improve on the court or transition?
Have I seen him improve?
Yeah, and transition his game, as you mentioned.
Yeah, he's almost a completely different player from when I watched him last year. You know, I watched all their games last year, and, you know, he plays a lot more confident than he did last year. He's got a lot more moves around the basket, stronger. You know, he's just a complete different player, and it's really helped our team.
He seems to be more and more aggressive going to the basket, you know, especially last game. I mean, he doesn't like he has any fear, but he's seems to really have no fear going towards the basket.
No. You know, he might be a little undersized for, you know, what he plays, but he definitely plays fearless. He plays with, you know, a toughness and tenacity that really, you know, helps our team in multiple areas.